Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
50 or 60 years ago, a number of prominent American writers, including Arthur Koestler, Ignacio Silon, Richard Wright, André Gide, Louis Fisher, and Stephen Spender, swallowed communist propaganda and joined the Communist Party in order to establish a communist paradise on earth. In the late 1940s, these men wrote a book, The God That Failed, under the editorship of Richard Crossman. These distinguished American authors were intelligent enough and honest enough to know they had made a grievous blunder by joining the Communist Party. What a shock it must have been to these intellectuals to learn they had been deceived. The God which failed them was a false God, not the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a simple, short, and powerful statement about God in Paul's letter to the Philippians that I'd like to call to your attention. The Lord is at hand. Philippians 4:5. This succinct truth about God ought to be a great encouragement to all who accept the existence of God. It teaches that God is always present in His universe and always desirous of helping His people. David asked, "Where shall I go from Thy Spirit? And where shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto Thee. Yet the darkness hides not from Thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee." Psalm 139, 7-11. The psalmist also assured all of God's children, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble." Psalm 46, 1. But no passage in all of God's Word, either in the Old Testament or the New, teaches this truth more beautifully than Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, and Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalm 23 not only tells us what God is doing for us now, it gives some insight into what He will continue to do for us. These comforting words from Philippians 4:5 and from the Psalms provide a solid foundation for our trust in God Almighty. We know He is ever near and cares for us regardless of the circumstances in which we find ourselves. Psalm 23 says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, and Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." Psalm 23, 4. Can you think of any greater need that human beings have than to know that God continues with us through this life and will be with us in the hour of death? If we trust Him, He is going to see us through to the other side. Nothing in this world, not money, not power, not prestige, not family connections, can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Only God, who gave life, can provide for our needs in the hour of death. That means, dear friends, that you and I must render obedience to the gospel and walk with God all the days of our life.